Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I'm a list maker, but I don't just make lists indiscriminately because I'm also anal. So if I put something on a list, and my lists are inevitably do lists, I want to be doggone sure that I'm in the mood or have the time or whatever to get it done, because otherwise its very presence there would just bug the heck out of me. There are other kinds of lists. What I think of is media lists. Journalists and reporters are always looking for a way to provide the maximum amount of information using the fewest words. If they don't have that particular mindset, often their editors do. Their editors want bulleted lists or little sidebars in which a tremendous amount of information can be condensed. Throughout the year, I periodically get calls from journalists from different areas seeking information. While some of these have done their homework and have basic knowledge of the subject, some of the others don't. The dilemma for me is that behavior is a function of context. We can't say anything about what a behavior means unless we know the context in which it occurs. A common request is for information about animal communication, animal body language. What these interviewers want is lists. Tail up means this, ears flat mean that, lip curled means this, belly up means that. Sometimes by the point they get to me, they're just looking for another name to tack on to the list of those who support the list. Unfortunately, I can't do that. Part of that might be just because I'm old and have a lot more experience with animals. Another part of it might be because I know more about normal animal behavior. But when somebody says tail down and a dog means this, I can think of several things a down tail might mean in a dog. It might mean that this dog is of a breed that naturally carries the tail closer to the body. Or it might mean that that animal has an injured tail, or the animal's anal glands are bothering him, or she has arthritis in the hips or the spine. So pain might be causing the animal to do that, or behavioral pain. I can't say because I don't know the history. Same way with ears. Ears down, well, maybe the animal's scared. Maybe the animal's like really, really pissed and going to do something really, really bad. Or maybe the animal has a whopping bilateral ear infection. Or maybe we just happen to see this animal in a very chaotic, noisy environment that the animal has just arrived in after spending her life in a quiet country setting. And is just trying to shut out all of the doggone noise. I don't know. I can't say. Then there are animals who display the whites of their eyes. This is one of those abandon all hope canine body language expressions. You are in deep doo-doo. That dog is going to do something and it ain't going to be good. Or so goes some lists. If you see a dog who has more pronounced eyes, called exophthalmic, and they're bigger because more of the eyeball itself is exposed, if that animal shifts her gaze to one side or the other, you're going to see the white of the eye. You're going to see the sclera. I mean, that is just an anatomical reality. This anatomical difference, this exophthalmia, typically goes with a shorter muzzle. Because of that, it's no surprise that you see the whites, the eyes of the bull breeds more commonly than in other breeds. At that point, we have the makings for a self-fulfilling prophecy. If those dogs are fearful and they pick up on human fear, then they are going to respond in a way that reinforces that human belief. So when you see those lists, remind yourself they're not divinely inspired. Like everything else, they're made up by people who are trying to get the job done based on their view of the situation. And their view might mean that they only have so many words in this article, or they only have so many minutes in this feature segment. Or maybe they're trying to fit it all on one page because somebody told them that you have to fit everything on one page because people won't read more than one page. It's all context. Just as our animals' behaviors make no sense unless we understand the context in which they occur, similarly, our own behaviors and those lists only make sense if we know the context in which they occur too.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.